Edge.
Voice of the Cape Drive time 0722380712 is the WhatsApp number, and somebody sent us a WhatsApp and says, hooray, my electric is still on. Well, ours is still on too, unless we're running by generators. I'm not too sure. Yes, you might have heard it that Eskom is doing an Eshcom this afternoon. They are going to be doing some load shedding. But in the meantime, South African Airways has officially been put under business rescue. This comes following various agreements between legal teams, trade union solidarity, ministers of finance, public enterprises all over the place. So it's quite a thing. 2 weeks ago, though, Solidarity applied to have SAA placed under business rescue. Online, the Solidarity CEO, Dirk Herman. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, how do we understand this? So Solidarity is claiming that government put SA Airways under business rescue because you did it before they did.
Yes, it's actually ironic because we started with the business rescue process about a year and a half ago, and then the then CEO of the SAA, Ruyana Jarana, convinced us not to continue. And then he left. He could not deliver on promises that he made. And then we decided to come again with a business rescue application. And then the board had discussions with us, tried to convince us. Then the minister had discussions telling us how important is it that we don't continue with the business rescue application, what effect can it have on the company, etc. But with the strike and the effect on the confidence of people, we've decided to continue with the business rescue application in November. Then last year, last week, the government and the SAA sent us legal letter that they oppose business rescue. And then suddenly last night they decided to continue. And I think the reason for that is, of course, that we had a meeting this morning with the deputy judge president, and the date, and most probably it would have been the 13th of December, would have been set down for our application to be heard. And now they came with a voluntary process, and it was clear that they want to try to avoid the formal business rescue application from the Solidarity side.
Okay, I think what we need to clarify right now, what on earth does business rescue mean? Does it mean we shut down Airways and South African Airways and finally put the poor airline out of its misery and cost a lot of jobs and human capital? Or does it mean that South African Airways carries on running but under some kind of restricted business model? What exactly is business rescue? Because it doesn't sound like rescue to me.
Yeah, a business rescue is not liquidation. I think that's important. Liquidation would be a crash landing with huge effect on the business, all the workers and the taxpayers. And because of debts at this stage, and it would have a tremendous effect on the economy. So one must try to find a way that you can manage process, and that's business rescue. The fact is that the SAA will not be rescue in its current format, and the business rescue practitioner can come as a third party with comprehensive powers. They can come and renegotiate contracts, finding partners, equity partners, etc., and without political interference and without political ideology, and they have political room to move in, and it will have the political will to do something. And that is what we need. We need to get the SAA out of the hands of government, because the fact is it was shown in the past couple of years government can't turn around this company, and that is why you need a third party. So business rescue is a third party that comes in and with comprehensive legal powers to turn around the company.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is interesting. SA Airways was almost smashed on the rocks by Duda Miyeni when she insisted on SA Airways flying to Khartoum to humor the current leader of that country, who should have been arrested in this country on the charges of violations of on the grounds of war crimes against humanity, in fact. And there were a lot of like vanity project at SA Airways that didn't make any sense at all, which have now basically screwed us. So who should be the ideal third party for the SA Airways? Who is going to be this third party?
In the first place, this what you just sketched is the motivation why one must do this process, because the SAA was a victim of political decisions, and we all pay the price, me, you, and the listeners. The third party that we talk about is a business rescue practitioner that's registered, that comes in with no political ties, comes in and turns around the company. And that is where we are still at loggerheads with the company. We say that we have a concern that they just want to continue with controlling the process by appointing a business rescue practitioner that they have control over. And we are concerned that is the reason why they brought now a voluntary process, so that they can have kind of control over the process. If they want to have control over the process will fail, because the business rescue process core is independence. And that we have still fights with the company and government. We had just a meeting with NUMSA and SAACA, the other trade unions, and they have the same concern at this stage about the independence of the process. But it's historic. It's the first time in the history of South Africa that a public enterprise is put on the business rescue. So it's still a historic thing, but we must make sure that it's independent, that someone can come in and do what he's supposed to do.
All right. That's interesting. I'm going to backtrack because, you know, we've had NUMSA in particular on air a couple of times, and they've been quite passionate about the fact they have to protect the jobs at SA Airways. And I think most Africans will agree that it's really sad that the staff are paying literally for the sins of extremely bad management. What has been the viewpoint of the other trade unions such as NUMSA? Do they share the same concerns as Solidarity?
Yes. We just had a meeting with NUMSA and SAACA, the other trade union that was involved in the strike action. And they are also at the place now where they say, well, the only option is left is business risk. And that's the issue that we have at this stage. We are in ICU. And so if you are in ICU, you don't have much options. And so business risk is the only option. It's not the best option. It's not the ideal option. But that's the only option. And if we don't go into a business rescue process, it will be liquidated, and then we will lose all our jobs, and we will pay as we must then pay the debt back as taxpayers. And that is an expensive, that's an extreme process. So the business rescue process is a best alternative for a very, very bad situation. And the bad situation is of years of blundering and mismanagement. And now we must try to get a kind of solution. And at this stage, it seems that NUMSA and SAACA and the other trade unions, SAACA and the other trade unions are now also on board with the business rescue process. The question now that everyone asks is, will it be independent?
Okay, I mean, in fact, a listener here is just saying that he or she smells the Guptas. Hopefully we don't smell them. I think Guptas fly business class Emirates nowadays. But who can be an independent player in the business rescue of South African Airways? I mean, is there anybody who can actually do this?
We believe that there is. We know who's business rescue practitioners with good records in South Africa. As trade unions, we have a lot of experience with business rescue processes in other companies, etc. And that is why we want to be a clear watchdog. So we wrote a letter this afternoon as trade unions asking the company to consult with us on the business rescue practitioner. Our concern is if they just appoint from one-sided, just someone that can just do what they actually want to do, then it's going to fail, because up to now, because of their control, we sit in the dilemma. So we must take it out of their hands, out of their control. And that is why it's so important to get someone independent. We have names where we believe that people that will come in independent, that has a history of success of turning around big companies and big processes. And the names that we heard at this stage we are not satisfied with the names that we heard. In fact, we don't know the people. And that is our concern at this stage, that it will just be some kind of government officials that actually comes in, and that we don't want.
So in other words, the names you don't know, I bet you if I did a Google search on them, they'd probably be members of the ruling party or connected to members of the ruling party, or maybe even connected to Mr. Ace Magashule. God help us.
Well, I don't say it is so.
I'm joking, by the way.
There's a definitive possibility that it can be actually comrades that's redeployed to the SAA. That will be a disaster. I don't say it is so, but that is what we want to make sure it doesn't happen, because then this whole historic moment will be killed.
And in terms of the business, do you think SA Airways can be rescued? Because to me it seems as if one of the distant hopes is some equity partner, I don't know who, maybe another airline coming in and creating some kind of an agreement, which has been done. The way forward in terms of that?
There's interest at this stage from equity partners, and they are interested in certain parts of the SAA, because the fact is certain routes are economically viable and certain routes are not. Certain parts of the SAA can be rescued, other parts cannot. So what we just say is that you don't see that the business rescue process is one kind of a sort of a magic process that will save the SAA in its whole. It will not happen. So there will be restructuring, and the focus will be on what can, what cannot, what can be economically. But there are certain parts of the SAA that can be saved, and then it means that a certain number of jobs can be saved, and that a certain amount of our taxpayers' money can be saved. If we don't do that, if we leave the process just to run like it's running now, we're going to lose all.
Dirk Herman, Solidarity CEO, talking to us about SA Airways being put under business rescue. Let's hope it is an independent process, and let's hope that SA Airways can take to the skies again without leaking buckets and buckets of money. Dirk Herman, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.